Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by Dave Brookman. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Grayson.
And today we're going to talk about the faithfulness of God, and Dave's going to start us out with a scripture. So Dave, just start out with that, and then we'll get going with a topic.
Okay, I'm going to be reading from the Book of Lamentations, chapter 3, and verses 22 through 24. And I'm reading today from God's Word translation. And this is what it says. In fact, I'll back up one verse. The reason I can still find hope is that I keep this one thing in mind, the Lord's mercy. We were not completely wiped out. His compassion is never limited. It is new every morning. His faithfulness is great. I'd like to just share with you today, for a few moments, about the faithfulness of God. It seems like the older I get, I'm now 73 years of age, the older I get, the more I am starting to reflect upon how grateful I am for God's faithfulness in my life. I started walking with God back in 1965, so I've been on this path for quite a while, through trials, testings, all kinds of things that we face in this life, and I have discovered that all through these years, God has always been faithful to me. And just like it says in the Book of Lamentations, His compassion is never limited. In fact, it is new every single morning. His faithfulness is great. Some time ago, I was writing my final farewell. You say, well, that sounds kind of strange. Why would you be writing your farewell sermon? It's because when I have a memorial service about my life, one of the things that's going to take place during that service is the great hymn of the church will be sung at my graduation service. And that one hymn, at least, there may be others, is going to be Great is Thy Faithfulness. I have a little quote that I'd like to draw your attention to. And this is what this quote says. It says, you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. Let me repeat that. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. I have also noticed in my Christian life that when I look back too often in my past and I'm going back to a previous experience that I may have had years ago, I become a gold beater instead of a gold digger. You know the difference between a gold beater and a gold digger. A gold beater is someone who is always going back to a past experience over and over and looking to that experience instead of becoming a gold digger, one who is always digging for something new, new gold. And that's the way it is in our Christian lives. We can either just keep going back to some experience that we've had years ago. And this happened to me in my early days when I was first born again. I would keep trying to go back to the time that I got saved in 1965 and keep going back to that experience instead of seeking out new experiences. And this quote that I just read to you, you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. And that's why I love that verse that says, God has commanded us to learn to live one day at a time. And it's interesting that he says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in this day. I can't do a lot about yesterday. I can't do a lot about tomorrow. But I want to tell you one thing. I have learned when I live one day at a time, it makes all the difference in the world. There's so much less anxiety. There's so much less emphasis on worry and things of that nature. But if I live this day, this is all I can hold in my hands this day. And if I use this day that God has given me to the max, I have learned to live one day at a time, and I have learned that I can trust God that He will be faithful to me this day, not something that I keep dwelling on in the past. So, Grayson, I have learned and am still learning that I can get stuck in the past, but I've learned to move on to the next chapter in our lives. Some time ago, approximately 3 years ago, I discovered that my wife had contracted dementia. And it was quite a shock, because when a person has dementia and they can't remember things, it's like something is gone forever. They can't recall many wonderful experiences of the past. They can't remember even things in the present. And it was a very difficult time of adjustment for my wife and I. But I can honestly say that just as this verse says, God will be faithful no matter what we face in this life. His mercies never come to an end. There are no limits as to what He will do for us. His mercy, love, and compassion will be with us every single day. His love never ceases. In fact, they are new, as it says in verse 23, every single morning. And so that's the way I live my life. And I have learned that if I will follow the teaching of this scripture, that God will do His part and be faithful to me. There is a hymn that I love so much, and this particular hymn is Great is Thy Faithfulness. The hymn was written by Thomas Chisholm. And several years ago, Thomas Chisholm, he was saved at the age of 27. And unfortunately, he was called to the ministry at the age of 36. And he had always aspired to being in the ministry for God and serving him in that capacity. But then all of a sudden, he contracted something that it was poor health that affected him the rest of his life. And 1 year after he was called into the ministry, he had to take a retirement from the ministry. 1 year. Think of the disappointment. Think of what that did to his life. And so, through it all, he eventually became a life insurance salesman, where he would have to be confined to a desk. And while he was confined to the desk, he wrote this great hymn: "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be." And then the chorus goes on to say, "Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." And Thomas Chisholm wrote several hymns in his day about the faithfulness of God. And also, he wrote over 1,200 poems about the goodness of God. And so, though he had to retire from ministry 1 year after he started, he used the method of writing. God used him in the ministry to accomplish great things. And through it all, he remained faithful to God through many, many years of his life. And I'd just like to challenge all of us under the sound of my voice today. If you're going through a difficult time, if you're going through a trying time, and you wonder how you're going to get through this day, I can honestly say, after serving God for over 50 years, he will always be faithful to you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His love never ceases. His love and faithfulness will never come to an end. His faithfulness will have no limits, and his mercy and compassion will endure through all generations. And I'd just like to encourage everyone today and say, God will always be faithful. I'd like to read verse number 2 now of this great hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness." Summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Verse number 3. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength, notice this, strength for today. And even further, he says, bright hope for tomorrow. Great is thy faithfulness. Yes, great is his faithfulness. And you can see it every morning. Morning by morning, his mercies can be seen by every single believer in Christ. All I have needed, his hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So, we are kept every day by the faithfulness of our God.
Dave, just some thoughts I have on some of the things you shared. You were talking about how you said that quote about how we can't start the next chapter of our life if we keep rereading the last chapter or previous chapters of our life. And I was thinking also, as you were telling the story about the man that wrote Great is Thy Faithfulness, how he had to retire from the ministry a year after going into the ministry, but God was still able to use him in his situation. Well, I was thinking about Philippians, and Paul wrote Philippians from prison, so God was able to use him in his situation to minister, even though he was in a situation where he couldn't go different places. And I was thinking in Philippians chapter 3, it talks about how I run the race, I don't look back, I don't consider myself a winner yet, but I keep, you know, fighting the fight. And that goes along with the quote you were talking about, the saying you were talking about starting the next chapter of your life and not looking back. And I also think about, you were talking about how his mercies are new every morning. I was thinking about the scripture verse that says, you know, worry about today, for today has enough trouble of its own. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself. So not only do we not need to look back, we need to focus on the present, but we need to not look too far into the future and worry too far in the future, but we need to trust God for the future and just, you know, make the most of the present, not miss any opportunities in the present. And like you said, he will be faithful to us. Like you said, in your many years of walking with him and serving him, he has always been faithful to you, no matter the trials or the troubles that you've faced in life. And he doesn't promise that things will be easy. He says that we'll have trials and troubles, but he says he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Yes. The trials and tests of life are necessary part of our growing experience. And I guess after you've served God as long as I have, and you look back on the various things that have happened and how that it looked like at the time, boy, how am I going to get through the fact that my wife now has dementia? How can I help her to adjust to that? And I have learned this past 3 years especially that no matter what I face, God is always there, and he's always going to be faithful to the very end. And so, like you said, we can't live in the past, but we can live for today.
And do you mind if I reread the scripture you started with? I believe it was Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 24.
Yeah, it would be great.
Just to refresh us. And I'm also reading from God's Word translation. The reason I can still find hope is that I keep this one thing in mind. The Lord's mercy, we were not completely wiped out. His compassion is never limited. It is new every morning. His faithfulness is great. My soul can say, the Lord is my lot in life. That is why I find hope in him. And that's just a great encouragement today, I believe, no matter where you're at in your journey with Christ. Or maybe you don't know Christ, but it's never too late. There's no time like the present to accept Christ into your life. And as long as you're breathing, it's not too late to accept him. And we would invite you to do that if that's something you need to do. But just know that God will always be faithful to you. He will never leave you or forsake you, and you can always go to Him whenever you are in need. And I think we always need Him, no matter whether we're going through good times or times of trouble. So, Dave, any other thoughts that you have? And then would you mind praying for us? And then after you pray, I'll pray for you and Miss Linda.
Yes, I'd like to also encourage anyone listening that the Bible says now is the accepted time. Today can be the day of salvation for you. Remember this, you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful today for this day, the day that you have made. And help us, God, to rejoice in this day and learn to live our lives one day at a time. And God, help us never to forget these words of Lamentations, that your mercies are new every day. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I thank you, Lord, for being faithful unto me. And for all those listening today, I pray, Lord, that you would show them thy great faithfulness throughout their lives. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I just pray a blessing over Pastor Dave and Linda Brookman today. And I know that their journey is not easy, but they're trusting you. Dave knows that your mercies are new every morning, and he relies on those, Lord. And so I just pray that you continue to help them in their situation and continue to help them to feel your presence in their lives, Lord. And I thank you for him joining me today and sharing about and testifying about how great your faithfulness is, Lord. And just help that to give us hope in whatever situation and whatever struggles we're dealing with, to know that your faithfulness and your mercies are new every morning, and how great is your faithfulness, Lord. Just help us to know that and never to forget that, and to lean on you no matter what we're going through, Lord. And I pray a blessing over their lives, and I ask all this in your name. Amen. Dave, thanks for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Grayson.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.